Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Greetings and salutations. Thank you for lending an ear to the voice of the times for Sunday, April 28, 2024. For today's editorial. We need traffic plans, not experiments. The government this week floated a trial balloon, offering up the idea of a dedicated motorcycle lane on EDSA to ease traffic congestion that has been aggravated by about 170,000 motorcycles using Metro Manila's main thoroughfare daily. At first glance, the proposed solution looks unenforceable, and worse, it would limit the area of EDSA open to regular cars to only two lanes since the center lane is already reserved for buses, and the outer lane has been set aside for bicycles. The Department of Transportation, DOTR, proposal comes on the heels of the Metropolitan Manila Development Authority's, MMDA, scheme to advance by 1 hour to 7 a.m. the start of office hours for local government units in Metro Manila's 16 cities and one municipality as a way to reduce rush hour traffic. The same offices, of course, would also close an hour earlier under the new scheme. By encouraging earlier start and end times for government work, the initiative aims to optimize traffic flow and improve overall urban mobility, the MMDA said. This adjustment is not only expected to mitigate traffic congestion but also potentially enhance productivity and work-life balance for government employees. It also expressed the hope that private companies would consider similar measures, ultimately contributing to a more efficient and livable urban environment in Metro Manila. While the MMDA says it conducted a study on the potential benefits of standardized work hours to ease traffic congestion, it has not released the details of this study. Moreover, the logic itself seems flawed. If everyone moved work hours from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. or if the transacting public simply adjusted to the new hours and left early, the predictable result would be a change in rush hours, not a reduction in traffic volume. A new suggestion from the MMDA to remove the bicycle lane from EDSA to make way for the DOTR's dedicated motorcycle lane only emphasizes how reactive and short-term our approach to traffic management is. Motorists and commuters become subjects of these hit-or-miss traffic experiments that more often than not miss. Like the idea of earlier work hours, the motorcycle and bicycle lane proposals are ad hoc, band-aid fixes that ignore the real problem. There are simply too many vehicles competing for too little space. Sen. Nancy Binay points out that rather than focus on temporary, palliative fixes such as dedicated lanes, the government should invest more in mass transport. She said this would entail shifting its focus toward efficient, safe and comfortable mass transportation like buses and trains. We have not yet maximized the full potential of the MRT, Metro Rail Transit, and bus lanes, but we now want to allocate a single passenger alternative. Don't we still lack running train coaches and buses and trains remain crowded? Binay said. A crucial part of such solutions, too, would be to provide safe and affordable parking facilities at bus terminals and train stations, so people who would otherwise be driving on EDSA can park safely and economically and ride the bus or train the rest of the way to work. On the other end, efficient and affordable last-mile networks should also be available to take them to their offices and back. A 2022 study by the Japan International Cooperation Agency suggests that traffic congestion cost the country 4.9 billion pesos in losses daily and that this figure would rise to 9 billion pesos a day by 2030. These figures suggest that the scale of the problem is such that it will not be fixed by monkeying around with the lanes or bumping up work hours. But these numbers also suggest the amount of money the government would be justified in spending to improve mass transportation. For example, 4.9 billion pesos in losses daily would translate to 1.74 trillion pesos a year. Any number under that to build safe, comfortable and affordable public transit systems would be an acceptable expense and would reduce traffic congestion and the economic losses it brings. To put things in perspective, the government has allocated only 163.7 billion pesos for the improvement and construction of modern railway systems. While this accounts for about 76.4% of the DOTR budget, the traffic loss projections suggest this might not be nearly enough.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.